what? Had given them rest. That's the same thing we saw in the Isaiah 28, where in Hebrews 4:8, for if Joshua had given them rest, faith, he would not have spoken of another day after that. Now, what's going on? Turn back to me to Joshua 24 now. Had Joshua given them the Abrahamic covenant, he would have given them rest. But Joshua gave them the covenant they wanted. If we're able to see, I don't have time to develop this here, but if you're able to see, what does God say? God, he gave the Mosaic covenant, and he keeps talking about what? A new covenant, another covenant. Joshua's playing God's part here. Let's give me another day now. You want this one? Here it is. You got it. But there's a greater day coming, and people want to walk by the Abrahamic covenant. And people will want this new covenant of grace and faith. But this is the one you want, and that's what God says all the way through Scripture in the Old Testament. Here it is. I give you the law. But there's a better day coming. And there'll be a few believers that we've seen, like David, who will see it in their lifetime. So Joshua gave them the covenant they wanted, the covenant of works. They rejected his covenant of grace and faith and resting and chose to serve the Lord with the covenant of works, and therefore he gives it. The NIV makes this very clear. If you have the New American Standard or the King James, listen to the verse 25, and let me read it from the NIV, which is accurate, and it really makes it clear which covenant he gave them. On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people there at Shechem. He drew up for them decrees and laws. That's what they wanted. That's what they got. This is the covenant you want to work on this? This is the covenant I will give you. Who else did this that we say a little glimpse of it? Our Savior. A rich man came to Jesus Christ and said, how do I enter the kingdom of God? How am I saved? What did Jesus Christ say? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and I shall be saved. No, he didn't. He said, do the whole law. Now, is that the right answer? No. Is that the truthful answer? No. Well, then why in the world would Jesus Christ do that? Why did Jesus Christ tell that man, go and keep the whole law? That's how that man came to him. How do I enter the kingdom of heaven? By the law. God said, you want to do it by the law? Then keep the whole law, every bit of it. And what happened to that man? Remember the story? He went away broken. Remember Isaiah 28? Why is the law there? So they'd be broken, taken snare. How did the rich young ruler walk away? Broken. We don't know if he came back to grace, to faith. I hope he did. But he walked away broken. He walked away, Isaiah 28:13. Christ gave him the law, he walked away broken. I can't do that. I cannot do it. How long you stay broken, we don't know. So that helps us to see what's going on. You want this, here it is. So Joshua is doing the same thing to God, that he gave them the decrees and laws. Do and do. You've got to serve. And they are witnesses against themselves that they have chosen to live by the law, by rules. So he gives them the covenant they want, and they are a witness that that's the covenant they wanted. And where does he do it? He does it at Shechem, the historical place of grace and faith. And they said, no, we don't want that. We reject grace. We reject faith. We're not going to listen. We don't want to hear that. You're wrong. Grace and faith are wrong. It's work. It's do and do. Okay, verse 26. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God. Not in the book of grace. Joshua's dealing with these people right where they're from. If you're having any trouble, God, us preachers, creation of God, but take a father and son. It could be a mother, daughter, just stay with me. There's a father and son, and the son walks in one day and says, okay, I'm tired of all this mess. I'm tired. I wanna live my own life. I wanna do things my way. I wanna handle this. I don't like the way things are. In effect, saying, I don't like these free meals. I don't like this free room. I don't like mom's cooking. And I don't like all of this stuff. And I